Shalom and God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. So soon we have come to the end of our sharing for this week. And for a topic we have been talking on, a strong tower. And I believe all the exhortation and words of encouragement, you've heard them over and over again. But like Apostle Paul, who wrote to the Philippians, exhorting them, he said, to write the same thing to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Hallelujah. So my brothers, it is not grievous that whatever we have known before, somebody else will just serve as a reminder unto us, thereby making it very, very beneficial unto us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So to end our sharing this week, I want to end it all with this thoughts created to connect with God. If we are to take the name of the Lord as a strong tower, then we were created to connect with God. And that connection makes it very unique for us to be able to take the Lord as our tower wherever situation we find ourselves. In Psalm 139, verse 13 to 14, the Bible reads, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." So God in his creation, after he created the universe, God created humanity. However, God put something of himself in each of us. And that's something that he put in us is a pull towards himself. Actually, that was the original plan for God to create man. He wanted to replicate himself. And what is that God put in us? It is his image. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Hallelujah. The image sets us apart from all other living things on earth. God created us and gave us a body, a soul, and a spirit. We do not only communicate with our feelings, but with our God, our Creator. That is why that's something that he put, his image that he put within us. So with this image, we are able to communicate. He is able to communicate with us. And we know that apart from the creation of God, God created other creatures, the animals, the plants, life. But this creation communicate by instinct. Amen. So God has equipped us with sufficient internal machinery to connect with Him as a living God, so that the moment we are born again, the moment we surrender our lives unto Him, through faith in His Son, born by the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, we are connected to Him. And this connection takes on a whole new dimension. My brothers, that is where anyone who is truly born of the Word of God depends solely on God and is able to make the Lord his strong tower. So that wherever we find ourselves, we are anchored. We saw all the other characters. We saw David. We saw Gideon. We saw Esther. These characters had a strong connection with their God. And so they put their trust in this God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 16. Romans chapter 8, verse 4. The Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Amen. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. So God's Spirit literally communicates with us. His Spirit bears witness with our inner being, our spirit man. And it is made up of what? An entire system of inner communication, which is established at the time we totally surrendered our lives unto the Lord. And this makes it possible for us to receive whatever it is that the Spirit wishes to communicate with us. So we stand at an advantage point in our life to stand tall in the time of adversity, in the time of trouble, in the time where things have become so difficult. We can boldly declare the name of our Lord, because we have been connected with our God. I want to give a very short testimony before we bring our sharing to a close. I do not want to give this testimony to show as if I am some spiritual guru, or I am somebody who is spiritual than any one of us all. But I want to give this testimony to be of a blessing to somebody. For about some 25 to almost 30 years ago, when I first came to the Lord, I believe all the Ghanaian brothers on this platform are going to understand what I'm about to say. back home in Ghana, the educational system is such that when you finishes your secondary education, you proceed to the sixth form, and from there, you enter the university. But between the sixth form and the university, the government requires you to do what we call the national service. But you do not choose where you want to do this service. The government randomly posts you to where your services are needed. You either go to the countryside to work in a governmental institution or teach in a classroom. So it happened that I was posted to one of the rural areas in the country. And that rural place is noted for idol worship. Very, very strong idol worship. So when the posting came out and I went to receive my posting, I came home to break the news to my parents and my siblings. And all said, "Oh, Lawrence, don't go to that part of the country. That part is a dangerous, very, very dangerous place as a young man of my age to go." In fact, I received a whole lot of caution, discouragement that I shouldn't go. But then, my senior brother had come from the States and he called me and said, "Lawrence, you have lived all your life in the city with your parents. Why not go away from your parents and experience the life in the countryside?" Well, I saw what my senior brother was saying. So I decided to go to that part of the country. Fast forward the story. So I went to do the service in that part of the country. And lo and behold, the neighborhood of where I was posted to the school, there was this idol, this fetish priest or witch doctor in the neighborhood. Everybody fears this man. He is noted to be an evil person who kills people in the neighborhood for no reason. Just see you hatred, and then he will just juju you and then kill you. So it happened that when I started my service, in one of the days, I closed from school and went to my apartment where I was residing. Then one afternoon, I heard a knock on my door. "Teacher, teacher, 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 teacher. Who is this person?" I came out, and here is this man standing by my door. Somebody who I didn't know. I don't have any relationship with him. I've never talked with him before. What does this man want from me? So I went to open the door, and this man came there and was saying that if I will be able to give him, he mentioned some amount of money. And that those days, the amount of money he mentioned was just so, meager, an amount that one would not expect this man to come to me and ask of that amount of money. Well, I look at him, I look at myself, and this is the first time this man has approached me for something like that. But something within me was telling me that no, something is not right. So even though I went into the room to take the money, I entered into my bedroom and called upon the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, this man I do not know. I don't know why this man should come to me for such an amount. Such a low amount. Does it mean that this man hasn't got this amount for whatever purpose he wants this amount? Lord, I am going to give this money to this man, but I pray that, Lord, you prove yourself. Come on the scene. You are my stronghold. You are my tower. Lord, prove yourself. I prayed. And took the money and gave to the man. Immediately I gave the money to him. He took the money, thanked me, and left. So the following day, when I went back to my school, I broke the news to the other staff teachers, the head teacher, the other staff members at the school. Then they all scream, Lawrence, this man is an evil man. This man has a very bad sinister coming to you to take that money. But the Lord, who is my strong tower, I believe in the Lord. I prayed. I needed the Lord at that time. I call upon the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, prove yourself. Your child is in a situation. Prove yourself and show to these people that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lo and behold, nothing, no divination, no enchantment, no power of the enemy was ever able to do anything against me. I am a living testament. I finished my service in that part of the country. For the whole year that I stayed there in the countryside to do the service, I was able to go about my day's activity, my daily activities. I came out without nothing of the enemy harming me. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to finish this week's sharing to encourage each one, all of us, to say that if the Lord is your tower, no matter where you find yourself, anyone that puts his trust in the name of the Lord. I had just come to the Lord very fresh, initial stages of my being born again. So I knew whom I have believed, and I knew who I have committed everything unto. The Lord stayed true to his word. So my brothers and sisters, when we call upon the Lord in sincerity, the Lord come on the scene. The Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs unto him and they are saved. May we be connected to this God. By the time we surrendered ourselves, by the time we became born again, this connection takes a whole new dimension. We become so strong. We become so much needed that our thoughts, wherever we think, whatever we do, is connected with this God. Our foundation of who God is becomes a solid, our rock. That our Lord, our God, become our rock. Amen. Our foundation and everything about us is absolutely solidified in Christ Jesus, our rock. So may the Lord bless you. Thank you for a sweet time of fellowship this week. Until I come your way again, may the Lord richly bless all of you. Have a very, very wonderful weekend. Shalom, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.